Lord, we give you thanks and praise as we enter these three holy days for the amazing love that you revealed to us through the death and resurrection of your Son. Help us to always have that expectant faith in our hearts as we encounter him and the message of radical love and service for you and for others. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Do you think Jesus ever turned to Peter and said, Peter, chill out, because he just seemed like he overanalyzes everything and kind of he's overthinking things and stuff. So just a few points I want to make, and I'll do it in English and then in Spanish. First of all, we all have dirty feet, and the dirty feet is a reminder that even though they've received Jesus and believed in him, that we still struggle with sin in our lives, and none of us are beyond that. I remember being in choir, and I don't know what was dwelling or growing in this person's shoes, but I had to sit next to somebody who had very smelly feet. I remember thinking, I wish I was a tenor, and then I could go somewhere else. I was stuck because there weren't very many baritones. But we're all sinners, and we sometimes tune out of that, and then we get really mean-spirited and start judging other people. I remember that old phrase someone taught me years ago, there by the grace of God go I. That, you know, we all need to draw upon the merciful love of Jesus Christ and recognize that we were helpless and in sin. He came and did all these events that we're celebrating these next 3 days for us. And only when we recognize that we can't save ourselves. And, you know, I've been harping on this whole Pelagianism thing because it's so rampant. But we can't save ourselves by our own works. We need God. God had to come down and intervene. We were separated from God. And so the more we're drawn into that truth, the more we draw upon his mercy, and the more we can be merciful to others. But when we tune out of that, then we can be pretty harsh and pretty nasty to one another. And so the Eucharist was given to us to draw us together to recognize that with Christ, all things are possible. We're all on our journey of faith. We're all in different places. But he loves us all wherever we're at and wants to take us further into the mystery of his love so that we can be, to me, life is Christ. That's how St. Paul put it. To me, life is Christ. He became so consumed with learning about Jesus and following him and revealing him through his words and action and his work in ministry. So the Eucharist can help us does help us to die to our selfishness and to rise to new life and be more sensitive to the plight and problems of people around us. And that's why we receive it, so that our lives can reveal this love. And Saint Augustine said, you know, when we receive worthily the Eucharist, we become what we receive. We become what we receive. We carry Jesus with us wherever we go. So we don't need to be afraid, and for in difficult situations at work, with your children and your family as parents, he's giving himself to you to help you. He's yoked himself to you and to me to help walk with us so that we're never alone. He's promised he would never abandon us or leave us alone. So the Eucharist is this living memorial, this living sign of God's love and affection for us. And, you know, I told you a few weeks ago, I went to that church conference at another church, a Protestant church, and one of the speakers was saying, you know, there's just not a lot of supernatural stuff happening in most people's churches nowadays. Like, excuse me? In just a few moments, the Holy Spirit will come down and change the bread and wine into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. Isn't that supernatural? Duh, you think? But are we excited about that? Do we tell people, do we want other people to come and experience what we're experiencing tonight? We need to pray for the Holy Spirit to help us do that a little better, I think. I found some very eloquent quote from a message from Benedict XVI that will just kind of summarize this way better than I just did. So I want to share that with you. Holy Thursday exhorts us to this, not to allow resentment towards others to become a poison in the depths of the soul. It urges us to purify our memory constantly, forgiving one another wholeheartedly, washing one another's feet, to to be able to go to God's banquet together. Holy Thursday is a day of gratitude and joy for the great gift of love to the end that the Lord has made to us. Let us pray to the Lord at this hour so that gratitude and joy may become in us the power to love together with His love. Amen. Si el don de la Eucaristía, primera meta o primera enseñanza es todos nosotros tenemos los pies sucios, es recordando de nuestra condición, somos pecadores. Y nosotros necesitamos la misericordia del Señor en su hecho en Calvario para liberar nuestras almas de egoísmo en otras cosas. No es posible para experimentar el amor de Dios y demostrar a otras personas. Entonces, es muy importante, en esta es la razón de empezando la misa con el rito penitencial, porque es un recordando, soy pecador, necesito la misericordia del Señor, y yo necesito cambiar mi vida con la gracia del Señor, su palabra, la Eucaristía también. En la Eucaristía nos une para reconocer el amor infinito de Dios en Jesucristo. Es una increíble experiencia para cuando nosotros creemos en nuestro corazón, Él es presente en este don de la Eucaristía para fortalecer nuestras almas con su misericordia y su amor. Eso es posible para revelar su amor y misericordia a otras personas en muchas situaciones difíciles en el mundo hoy, en nuestras familias, en otros lugares. Entonces, San Agustín dice, cuando nosotros recibimos con reverencia la Eucaristía, hacer la Eucaristía por otras personas. Eso es muy importante, nosotros tenemos fe expectante. Esas son las palabras del Santo Padre Benedicto XVI. Dice, el Jueves Santo nos exhorta a no dejar que en lo más profundo el rencor hacia el otro se transforme en un envenenamiento del alma. Nos exhorta a purificar continuamente nuestra memoria, perdonándonos mutuamente de corazón, lavándonos los pies los unos a los otros para poder así participar juntos en la banquete de Dios. El Jueves Santo es un día de gratitud y de alegría por el gran don del amor hasta el extremo que el Señor nos ha hecho. Oremos al Señor en esta hora para que la gratitud y la alegría se transformen en nosotros en la fuerza para amar juntamente con su amor. Amén.